Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love Show. My name is Raphael Love, a.k.a. The Doctor, and today's topic we're going to talk about something that is so basic and so fundamentally powerful, you should be doing it all the time. But a lot of people don't, and that is simply choosing your thoughts that you're going to let live in your mind. Example, if you have a thought in your mind, how long does it actually stay around? For some people, when you start to think about something and it either makes you happy or it upsets you, it lives on forever, or at least it seems that way. Because if something upsets you, you keep going back over it. Well, why did that person do that thing to me? Grumble, grumble, rumble, rumble, and mutter. But then you stop and think about it again later on, and you're like, what was I upset about? Because something else distracted your thought process. You can choose to think in ways that'll support you and your happiness more consistently, and you'll lead a happier life. For example, myself, one of the thoughts that really has been a challenge for me has been thinking about when I have to go to work. For many years, I've gone to work with the impression and thought in my head that I was really contributing and being a part of a team, and a lot of things were going on that I was actually integrated into. But then I started to realize and feel that I was merely filling a role and responsibility that I was trading my time for dollars on. That really came to me as a really shock in a way, because I've always told people, live your dream. But at the same time, I'm sitting here in a job where I'm not necessarily living my dream, because the capacity of what I'm able to do is determined by somebody else. The dream of what I'm what's possible for me is determined by somebody else as well. For example, if you go to work and you love your job, you would do it for free, wouldn't you? Oh, I'm just kidding. You wouldn't do it for free, would you? Or would you? Because if you stop and think about people who do community service work or who donate their time, you know, very philanthropically because they have money out of the way, they lead a pretty decent life and they give for free. I mean, it's not like they're getting paid to do the community service work and some of the other stuff that they're doing. We all have that capacity if we really decide that that's what we want to do. Problem is that we never really get there. Now, if you stop and evaluate where you might wind up doing exactly what you're doing right now, you realize that there comes a point in time where you have to do something different to get a different result.
That was easy.
You know, I stop and think about it myself, and I think about all the other things that I could do in my life to take me on many different paths, one of which is doing this podcast. For me, the people that I have become exposed to as an effort of doing this podcast and some of the interviews that are going to be coming up very shortly, I have met some amazing people doing some amazing things and contributing and making a difference in lives and helping people become more and do more. People who want to change the economy, people who want to provide health opportunities for individuals, people who want to provide income opportunities for individuals, people who all they want to do is just sit on a beach, sip an adult beverage, and watch the sunset every single day. Now, for me, that's an interesting possibility. I would like to be able to do that at some point in time and still have everything else in my life taken care of. But at the same time, too, they've developed their lifestyle so that can be exactly what they do. They can go and come as they please. They live a life of luxury because they have the financial capacity and wherewithal to do that. If you control your thoughts today, you can begin to head in that direction. But a lot of people have a problem of trying to identify what is going to be that thing that gives them the fire, gives them the drive, gives them the ability to really reach down inside themselves and really push forward to accomplish those dreams. That's going to be in the next episode of the Dr. Love Show, where we're going to address something amazing: how to change your life in 20 minutes. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Dr. Love Show, and we'll talk more about it.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.